that you act on one molecule and the other will mirror. That's a summary of it.
Is that a theory?
Is it
a virtual particles you're talking about?
No.
Or is this something? Particles. Is this something so that you can actually
it's
observe?
The same, it, your question. So there's entanglement is one of them. Another thing of exploring consciousness of matter would be, you know, the double slit light.
How is that consciousness? Experiment.
So if you've got the, you know, the observer of if you observe the light acts as a particle, if you don't act as a wave. So there's a relationship between consciousness and light, and that would imply that there's these are unanswered questions. So if you're asking me, we're going into stuff that can't absolutely be answered.
No, but what, when you say
but yeah, one of the things that you said was that we're matter and we're conscious.
I'm saying on a macro level, we have an experience of what we label consciousness, and we are also matter of what we label matter. So is matter consciousness?
Yeah. No, but the thing is, you're assuming we're just matter. That's an assumption.
No, I'm assuming that our consciousness is linked to the matter.
No, that's fine, but
the
assumption
finished.
Also before that is that,
Sobol, can you put this on your
side? Is that we're matter, right? We're made of matter, right?
I'm not really. She's gone down this road, but it was a bit of a dead end.
It was about it was about me asking him, "Do you believe in God?" And he says, "Yes, I believe in God, but not the personal God like the way we believe. But he believes that everything here,
everything in the whole,
yeah, that's how we started.
Possible experience is constitutes what could be called God, but could be any name."
When did she come behind us?
The thing about that concept of God, right, is that concept of God is just...
Shall we move there? Because
it's
this is going to be
the universe itself.
Somebody has started another discussion behind us. Maybe we can just move a bit.
So, the thing about... Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Mark,
my name is Sabur. So, the thing about that concept of God is that concept of God is the sort of God which philosophers came up with a few centuries ago, this sort of description that the universe itself is somehow the collection of everything sort of called this God, or the sum total of all consciousness is God. The thing about this concept of God is this is not actually the traditional concept of God. This is kind of like...
Which he agrees, yeah.
Which
he agrees, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing about this concept of God, this is kind of just like an atheism which is repackaged as a sort of palatable theism.
Can I stop you there a second?
Sure. It's a pantheism, by the way.
We've gone through a discussion around peace, and then Hashim's asking me about my concept of God.
Right.
But whatever, obviously it's in conflict with traditional organized religion. So it's a different
concept.
Yeah, and the thing, Mark, is that we want to see in life which concept makes more sense, right?
So the concept that I was talking to Hashim, are you going?
No, I'm here. Is it okay if I put one on you? Because he's got three, I think you should at least have two.
they're increasing.
But the concept that I was actually starting with is actually a way to peace, really, within the belief systems that we have and the distressing thoughts that we have. And what was your view of...
Yeah, so basically you asked me the question that what is it that causes you the... If it's taken away, it causes the most distress. Yes, so I told him my deen, my belief in God. If that is something that is detached from me, I will feel distress and frustrated.
Yeah,
and because of the consequences of that as well. And when I asked you a similar, I think I related to a child.
Yeah.
I said, imagine you had a child, and this child was your world. This child is someone you love, you cherish, and if the child is taken away from you, you will be totally destroyed from yourself. So in that case,
but it's the fear of it being taken away.
Yeah, of course, of course. Because your question was such that if this happened, so this, yeah, this analysis, this if analysis, what if analysis, then this is what
it happened. It wasn't what if quite, what if. It was that you do have those distressing thoughts, like we might all have distressing thoughts.
Yeah.
And in that moment, they appear real. And that real causes, the appearance of that reality, of that thought, causes us distress.
and then that distress takes us away from the potential of us being at peace.
Well, I remember now, you started the conversation that there is no suffering and no pain, it's all in the head. Is that right?
The only suffering we experience is through believing the distressing thought.
Which is in the head, yeah.
The thing about what you're saying is that I agree with the idea that, you know, we need to look at the consequences of belief. So whether a belief is going to lead to happiness or a belief is going to lead to a situation where you're more content. But what's more important before that is the belief true?
That is my beginning point.
Okay.
Is questioning, is the belief true?
Okay.
And when we believe it's true, that causes us distress. We have lots of thoughts, but we don't believe they're true. But you're talking about finding a fundamental truth within a particular belief, I believe.
Yes and no. What I'm referring to is, like, we started off about God, right? So I have a concept of God which is different to yours.
I didn't.
Oh, sure. Okay. But I think that's the first thing we should begin off in any conversation, because if we begin off with something else, it's like we're branching off without going to the root of the issue.
The root of your issue, though, because actually what I was talking about was peace.
Sure. But if we, for example, Mark, you say that a system leads to peace, I say a system leads to peace. Both of these are hypothetical, right? Right? Unless we know for sure that this has come from God, then we know it's not hypothetical, it's actually true.
Well, I would say that our discussion about that belief that you might have, like we might have any belief, I think that through that understanding that, for instance, what you felt was more true was that God won't leave me. That's yours, the strongest.
From the four you gave me.
Yeah.
So one of them is that I will leave God, the other was, will God leave you? The other two were similar as well. So from that, the one that God will not leave me is the truth, because obviously I will not.
And does that bring you more peace than what if I leave God?
If I leave God, I will not have peace, obviously.
If you compare, no, not the leaving God, but the having the thought. If you have the thought.
But they're two opposing from each other, they're not the same.
We're talking about reality, we're talking about a thought. So in this
moment,
talking
about God as well. They're two opposing. One is you leaving God, and the other is God leaving you. They're not synonymous.
So what I'm comparing is, you might in the moment have a belief, what if God leaves me? Or you might have the alternative belief, which you believe more in reality, which is God won't be. So which one brings you more peace? You see how it's not actually relative to other...
I think they're both different questions.
The thing is, I agree with your point. I understand the concept you're trying to put forward. I'm not denying that. What I'm saying about that is it's still speculative at best. It's still a hypothetical thought experiment.
Actually, what I would say is that this is the thought that you have in that moment is, you know, in the moment that somebody might have a distressful thought, it is hypothetical. These are hypothetical thoughts that we have, but they seem very real. We react to them as if they're real. All that distressing thought, we can find more peace in whatever our positive.
Okay, but you know, when you say peace and when you talk about this, you know, everyone is different. Everyone is subjective. So maybe your idea of peace might differ from mine and mine from his. So who decides whose idea of peace should be established?
Well, only the individual. Only the individual.
No, we don't live as individuals. We live in a society.
No. But when you're at home alone, no one's in, everyone's out. You're on your own, and you might have a distressing thought. And my definition of peace is actually without that. What would you be in that moment without that distressing thought and without lots of distressing thoughts?
I mean, I'm not saying your idea is not incomprehensible. I actually understand it.
Or even incompatible. Even incompatible with Islam or Christianity.
I think it is incompatible. And the reason why it's incompatible is because in Islam we believe that as much as knowledge as human beings have, as many thought experiments they can come up with, the best knowledge that we actually have is the knowledge which comes directly from God. So if God says something leads to peace, then that leads to peace. Not what our limited minds tell us leads to peace.
So imagine if somebody's smoking something strong, some weed or something. Yeah? They might think that they are at peace. Somebody drinking alcohol will think that they are at peace. Then, do you really think that is peace? Or is that perception of peace?
I think it's very personal. See, that person smoking cannabis or any alcohol, it would depend on the content of their distressing thoughts in that moment.
But that's what I'm saying.
But also,
it's subjective, isn't it?
Well, but the point we're talking about, your piece is subjective.
Yeah, but I know, but just because they consider it as peace, somebody smoking weed might consider that they are peace, but do you really think that is the peace in reality?
What I would say,
I'm not asking you to perceive peace, but the real or the reality of peace.
What you are asking me, and I think this is the difficult thing that cannot be answered, because I couldn't speak for anybody else. You can only get yours, and I can only get mine. And if we were to examine, you know, distressing thoughts that you have, actually, then my argument, which if you're going to argue, is that those distressing thoughts aren't true.
That was the last thing you said?
Those distressing thoughts are not true. And in fact, when we realise that, we're actually much more in the best person to be.
I mean, I don't agree with that, but we can agree to disagree. I'm going to give a talk now.
Yeah. All right, I think, yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah, it's up to you. What's your wrap-up of that?
I don't know, I think, because everything you talked about is subjective. Just like you said that this is your understanding, and you're asking me about my understanding, but then you're asking me how to get it as well.
Well, I'd say that, you know, like, for instance...
For example, when you said consciousness is within matter...
That's a slightly different answer.
Yeah, but to me that is not science. To me that is not even something conceivable.
What's
matter can be conscious. You give it an experiment of the double slit, but I don't believe that's conscious.
Okay.
I believe that is the only two ways that
these things can't manifest. These things can't be absolutely proven because we're at the kind of edges of...
But which is one of the most important things.
Yeah, but what I actually was saying is that are you conscious?
I'm conscious.
Are you matter?
Yes. Well, I'm made of matter.
Yeah, so that's all I was saying, is that there's consciousness in it.
No, but you cannot say matter is consciousness.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
But that's what it is.
No, I said that consciousness can be contained within matter.
Yeah, it can be contained within. However, do you agree that consciousness and matter are two different things?
I'd say I couldn't answer that question.
Why not? Do you think...
Because scientifically...
Is consciousness material or immaterial?
Well, you know, in a sense, here's the argument from a religious point of view. If God made this universe...
Now ask from your point of view. Do you believe consciousness is material or immaterial? Just like you said, forget about everyone else. I'm asking you.
Okay.
Do you believe consciousness is material or immaterial? And if it is material, what matter is it made of?
So to answer, I'd say that within material, material is just energy, and energy is also...
But energy and matter
and this energy that is part of this whole existence is...
But we know energy and matter are the same, Energy and matter are the same.
Yeah.
Yes? Because
So
if that is the same, I'm not asking you about the synonyms, I'm asking you about consciousness.
Right.
We know, for you to say consciousness... It's energy. You need to prove to me what kind of energy it is. If you're telling me consciousness is matter, you need to tell me what matter it is. Because otherwise, you'll just be speculating.
Okay. So I cannot prove the things that you're saying. What do I believe will then also be a speculation, like everything that everyone...
So you're saying it's a speculation?
Well, no, that everyone is saying.
Forget about everyone else.
My belief...
Yeah, I'm asking about you.
My belief is that everything that we can experience in this life is both energy and has consciousness.
Yeah, but it's not speculation.
It's speculation.
It's not.
It's not.
The fact that you're standing in front of me is not speculation. It is a fact. The fact that you're made of matter is fact. The fact that you have consciousness is a fact. The fact that you are now telling me I don't know whether consciousness is matter or energy.
No, I didn't say that.
What is your answer then?
Matter is energy.
Yeah, and it's, what is consciousness then?
Well, that's another, you know, that kind of...
That was my really question to you.
What is consciousness?
I asked you what is consciousness. Is consciousness material or immaterial? That
was my question. So if you're going to speculate,
don't
please don't. If you don't know, you have the option to say I don't know.
I don't know for sure. Yeah.
That's good enough for me. That's what I'm saying. You know, many people think that there is consciousness everywhere. They don't even know what consciousness is.
But going back to kind of religious terms, I guess, you know, like I say, it's a speculation or it's a story that I might have about consciousness. But in regard to religion,
yeah.
if God makes the world,
yeah.
What's he making it from?
What is he making it from? From his power, from his will.
Yeah, but what is it? So are you saying that
so God,
this earth
yeah.
is God's will?
Yeah. So God is a creator.
Yeah.
He creates things.
And
so he brought. So for example, if you think about matter and energy, he brought that into existence.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yeah.
So when God says, like in the Quran, he says, kun fayakun, all he has to do is say, be, and it becomes.
Yeah.
So this is his will and his ability to create, and that is what manifests in his life.
Creating what?
Everything.
Matter.
Everything.
Energy.
So everything.
Energy.
Everything.
No,
but it has to be.
Energy, yeah.
Yeah, everything.
But no.
Including consciousness.
So,
including the soul.
Okay.
Which you don't know what it's made of.
Everything. And
that's it. That's better. Everything.
Everything.
Yes.
I'm including.
Everything including you. Absolutely, yes.
No, but I'm including that as is the effectively in religious terms. I don't believe it in these terms, but
okay.
the effectively the Eden of existence. Combined with the beginnings of whatever it is.
Like I said, everything.
It's everything.
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 That's the best answer
I
can give you.
We're actually disagreeing on everything.
No, we are disagreeing on the key thing.
If God creates energy,
yeah.
I guess the question that you're kind of asking me, and I think it's an impossible one to say, is God controlling that energy?
God controls it, yes.
So that energy,
I mean, it is within the will of God.
Yes.
What is happening is not outside the knowledge of God. What is happening is also within the will of God.
So
that means he wills it to happen. So for example, you still have free will, but he's allowing you that free will.
You're receiving that free will.
Well, you have a free will. Are you is somebody forcing you to talk to me?
But that's not the issue about what free will.
But that's the main question.
I had the illusion of free will.
Doesn't matter, even if you have the illusion. Do you in any way, shape or form believe you are being forced?
Well, that's not the issue. If you have a mouse going through a maze,
yes.
And you have some food at the end of the maze,
yes.
Are they forced? They would like to go a certain way, but they're diverted by other things.
Yes. They are.
By the maze.
Yes. But the mouse will be aware that the space it lives in, it is all there is. That is. For example, you, if somebody told you to go in this world the way you're created as a man, and somebody told you other than that to tell you, okay, Mark, start flying. You see, that doesn't mean that you're being forced to just not to fly because you don't have the ability right now
not
to fly.
We're talking about practicalities when we're talking about free will. Anyway, I don't want to go
into that. Yeah, I know. We'll open another can of worms here. Yes. But all I want to tell you is that God is conscious. God is. The matter is not.
The point when you describe that is
that,
in your mind, God created by will the.
God's will, God's ability to of creating,
yeah.
His attribute of creating, brought everything into existence.
Everything in that energy.
Everything.
And he has control of that energy.
Yes.
So is that energy, in essence, is conscious of God's will?
It depends.
It's
when you talk about energy...
Every little molecule
No.
Being driven around.
That's where you're wrong. When you talk about energy and matter in that sense,
yeah.
Yes? Yes, God is in control of the heavens and the earth, no doubt about that. Yes, but the heavens and the earth are inanimate. You are animate, so you're a sentient being. You have the consciousness. They don't. That's what we believe. We don't believe a rock has consciousness. Yes, unless God gives it the ability to, which is different. But by itself, in its nature, it is not something that has consciousness. However,
so can I ask you, then, just to clarify? So, say we look at the rock of the world, the rock of the world, and God creates that rock. At what point does God step back from the control of that rock?
No, it's still controlling.
Okay,
God,
so that rock.
When you're talking about rock,
so that rock of the world has. God's consciousness driving it?
No, no, no. When you talk about God being control of the rock, does that mean the rock is aware of it's being controlled?
It didn't.
Because that's what consciousness is. Being aware is consciousness.
Okay, no, no. If you're at the top of a bus and you're going around and you're thinking, I'm just going to go left here, and you do don't go left there.
Yeah.
You're not driving it, but you're imagining it. What I'm saying is the conjoining of God's consciousness with an inanimate. So in essence, there's a God is everywhere.
Okay, I think we need to define. We need to step back and define consciousness, because maybe we are talking from different hymn sheets here.
You mean awareness? Right?
What is consciousness
you
to
you? Self awareness.
I want for me consciousness.
You define it.
Yeah, for me consciousness of being self aware.
Yeah.
That is what consciousness is. Okay. What is consciousness to you?
Well, I'd say consciousness, I guess, in essence, is a degree of... it's so many different definitions, like aspects of...
Give me your simplest definition.
So, consciousness would be almost, I suppose, it would come down to that kind of intelligent design aspect of it, wouldn't it? So it could be that you could imbue... like, for instance, artificial intelligence onto
I don't believe that's consciousness, artificial intelligence. AI is just a set of programs that react to stimuli. Okay? What I'm saying is that you as a human being are different from an artificial intelligence robot. Okay?
Okay.
So because if that robot wasn't programmed for that particular set of sequences, then maybe it will not perform those particular sets of sequences.
I've come to it now. What I'm thinking is that there's human consciousness.
Yes.
And there's God consciousness.
Of course, there are different concepts. But the concept remains the same, of being aware of the self first, of being able to do something.
Do you think the rock is aware of God?
The rock is aware of God? In what sense?
Is there a relationship between the rock and God?
Is there a relationship? I mean, there is obviously the connection that it was a creation of God. Yes? And maybe the awareness and the consciousness which you have is something that differentiates you from a rock.
Well,
say for example, if somebody is going to
cut off my finger.
Yeah, listen, yeah, that's a good example. If somebody is going to cut off your finger, or you are aware that somebody is going to cut off your finger, you will actually take steps to avoid that. But if somebody is going to cut a rock, do you think a rock will move?
So where is my consciousness? So where is consciousness in all of me or only in my brain?
It's inside.
Where?
It's inside your... Yeah, it's in your mind.
Well, no, it's in your mind, in my brain.
Maybe it's your nervous system.
Okay. So if I... So my finger is also part of my nervous system. So if I cut it off...
Yes. You feel the pain?
Does it have consciousness?
Yes. Because
the finger that's cut off.
Your finger is connected to you and you have consciousness. Say again?
Once it's cut off, does it have...
Which part? The part that is...
The cut off.
The cut off part obviously is not conscious anymore.
No, no.
Yeah.
But it did have...
You've heard of phantom fingers, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
Different matter. I'm going to go. It's been enjoyable talking to you.
Likewise, Mark. Thank you very much for your time.
Right,
you take care.
You.
Bye-bye. Oh, dear. That went all...